We are joined by Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods. Dave, welcome.
Hey, guys, to see you, talk to you again, Bill.
Perfect. Dave, St. Mary's, big game coming up this Friday night at Manning Field in Lynn. And, Dave, tell me a bit about how you're approaching this game this week.
Yeah, I mean, anytime we play St. Mary's, it's always a big rival. So we talk about it all the time. Throw the records out. Doesn't matter if we're 0-3 and they're 3-0, or they're 0-3 and we're 3-0. Throw the records out. It's just a rival game, and we're fired up to play. And the kids have had a great week of practice, so we're really looking forward to it.
Well, it looks like both teams are coming in with a little bit of strength or wind out there in their sails, if you will, and. Dave, tell me about your team, and what have you learned so far in the first three games for Fenwick football?
So our kids have been great from the beginning. You know, they worked really hard in the off season, and they've continued that into the season. They just have a good, solid work ethic. They're just mentally tough kids, and they're really working hard to get better every day. And so it's a lot of fun to coach them. This is a team, again, that for coaches – that's all you can ask of kids. If they come out and give a great effort and work every day to get better, and that's what they've been doing. And it helps that they have a lot of talent, too. That helps, makes it easy. It makes it fun as a coach, too.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the unique talent piece, if you will, of this edition of Fenwick football. What is unique in the talent? I mean, because, looking over the years, I mean, you've had some terrific running backs. You've had outstanding defensive players. But what's kind of talent-wise, what stands out?
So I think that the thing that stands out to me the most is just how versatile so many kids are. I mean, we have kids that could play fullback, they could play tailback, or they could be a receiver. We have three or four kids that could play quarterback, that can throw the ball. So, again, the versatile kids that we could put at a bunch of different positions. We have running backs that we can put out at receiver. They have great hands and run great routes. So having that much versatility makes it so easy to call things, and you not have to worry about, well, who's in this position. And the one thing we don't even talk about is who gets the ball, who's carrying it. Just call the play, and whoever's in that position at that time of the game gets the ball. So makes things a lot easier, for sure. From an offensive coordinator standpoint, makes things a lot easier.
Dave, I'm thinking it would make things a lot harder. You got so many people to give the ball to. What are you talking about? That makes it harder, doesn't it?
It would. If you got a bunch of guys that buy in and they don't care. They don't care how many carries they have. They don't care who catches the pass or who throws the pass, as long as the team's winning. So it takes a lot of buy-in. But, again, our seniors, especially our captains, I think have done a great job with that. So it makes it fun.
All right, so St. Mary's, has some speed. They have some strength as well. So where do you see the battles, or what are the matchups, if you will, looking at Friday's game?
Yeah, I think it's always up front, and on both sides of the ball, who can control the line of scrimmage, usually will have the upper hand. But obviously they have, two unbelievably talented kids. David Brown, one of the most talented kids that ever come through our league, I think. And then Derek Calangis, again, very, outstanding kids that could break a run for any time for a touchdown. We've watched them for years, and they can take a broken play and make it a 90-yard touchdown. So those two kids are very talented on the offensive side of the ball. And then they have a lot of kids up front that, physical kids that really get after it. The game against Bishop Feehan, I mean, they played a great game. I thought defensively they really will play very aggressive, and they got after the ball and they swarmed and made tackles. So they're a very good team. They've always been a great program, and no different this year.
Gotcha. Well, Dave, any other player notes from Fenwick football this year? I know you've touched on a few things, but there's no lineup changes of such for you guys this week, really, right?
No, nothing's...
Because everything's always changing with you.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, Dave, always good talking with you. Thanks so much. And again, that's the big game in the Catholic Central League there, Friday night, Bishop Fenwick at St. Mary's. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, yeah. Bill.
Dave Woods, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School.